From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here's the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The U.S. $1.9 billion U.S. fiscal stimulus taking effect since March 17, 2021 will have a positive impact on Indonesia's economy. Microeconomy Group Head at Bank Indonesia's Microeconomic Policy Department, Rizatias Utama, stated on Thursday. Utama expounded that the stimulus will unquestionably have an impact on the U.S. economy first, after experiencing a deeper contraction over the past years as compared to Indonesia. Utama believes that if Indonesian producers and exporters are able to capitalize on this momentum, then it will have a multiplier effect on the domestic economy. Chief Expert of the Presidential Staff Office, or KSP, Dani Amrul Ihdan, stated that the government will not import rice if the supply is sufficient and the farmers have entered the rice harvest season. Ihdan noted in a discussion on Thursday that the Trade Ministry initiative to import 1 million tons of rice was merely a precautionary measure if production during the harvesting season were too far below the target. Hence, the government will only import rice when the situation necessitates it and supply is inadequate to meet the local demand. The import is aimed at maintaining rice stocks and stabilizing the price as a result of shortage. The stock is viewed as being sufficient to meet commercial requirements for the Child Social Welfare KPSA program and for disaster emergency response in line with the requirements of Bulog. The Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises BUMN will expand its COVID-19 mass vaccination service post to Surabaya, East Java, starting next week in order to accelerate herd immunity. State-Owned Enterprises Minister Erick Thohir said during an online discussion on Indonesia's health resilience and independence on Thursday that the ministry has set a target of a running vaccination program in 5 cities, Jakarta, Semarang, Surabaya, Bandung, and Tangerang. As many as 5,000 people are targeted to be inoculated per day in each city. In addition, as part of an attempt to meet the vaccination needs of the government's program, the SOE ministry, through Bio Pharma, has signed a cooperation agreement with the Chambers of Commerce and Industry (Kadin) to conduct mutual assistance vaccination. Through such cooperation, the government can offer private companies the opportunity to participate in the vaccination program and provide free vaccine to their employees and families. Singapore has said it supports Indonesia's proposal to organize a summit meeting of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations (ASEAN) to help resolve the crisis in Myanmar. The two countries share the same position on responding to the political crisis post the Myanmar military coup, Singapore Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan said after meeting with his Indonesian counterpart Retno Marsudi on Thursday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo recently said that he plans to broach the possibility of holding an Asian summit to discuss the Myanmar issue with the Sultan of Brunei Darussalam, who is chair of the Asian this year. Let's move on to the international news. Taiwan and the United States have signed their first agreement under the Biden administration, the establishment of a Coast Guard working group to coordinate policy at a time when China maritime actions have caused growing regional concern. The new government of U.S. President Joe Biden has moved to reassure China's claim Taiwan that its commitment to the island is rock solid and has repeatedly expressed concern about China's efforts to pressure Taipei. The Taiwanese representative to the United States, Xiaobi Kim, signed the agreement in Washington on Thursday and emphasized that as a responsible stakeholder in the Indo-Pacific region, Taiwan is ready and willing to do more in the maritime domain. Myanmar's economy is expected to contract by 10% this year, while bank forecasts released on Friday showed as the country is confused by nationwide protests, strikes and sanctions following a military coup on February 1st. The forecast is a sharp reversal from the World Bank's previous economic update in October, when it predicted that Myanmar's economy would grow by 5.9%, one of the strongest rates of expansion in the region. Protesters in Myanmar have targeted the economy as part of their civil disobedience campaign, crippling the banking system and encouraging foreign investors to pull out until the democratically elected government is restored. The dollar traded near multi-month highs against most major currencies on Friday, supported by a wave of optimism over improving U.S. economic data, the rollout of a coronavirus vaccines, and rising treasury yields. The euro rebounded slightly ahead of data on German business sentiment to later in the day, but the outlook for the common European currency has soared because the renewed coronavirus lockdowns and the slow pace of vaccination across the European Union. The greenback has more room to rise against the euro, but its gain against other currencies in the past few weeks have been so rapid that some analysts are warning against chasing the dollar higher from current levels. Against the euro, the dollar fell to $1,781, but was still near its strongest level since November last year. The dollar index against a basket of six major currencies stood at 92.788, close to a four-month high. That was the news. South China Sea dispute is getting hotter. naval military maneuvers, especially by two countries fighting for influence in the region, China and the United States, almost always occur. Like on March 22nd, hundreds of ships belonging to China were seen in the disputed area of the South China Sea. The Philippines Defense Minister, Delfin Lorenzana, protested against China, which was considered to have invaded because it entered Philippine waters. The Philippine Coast Guard has detected presence of these vessels on Whitsun Reef, about 320 kilometers from Palawan Island, since March 7th. The United States immediately expressed its support for the Philippines, which has long been known as its trading partner in Asia. The American Embassy in Manila said it supported the Philippines' call to urge Chinese ships to immediately leave the Whitsun Reef area. Meanwhile, China ignored the call by insisting that its ships were in offshore territory. In response to this, Indonesia and other countries bordering the South China Sea should continue to campaign for joint responsibility to maintain security in the disputed area. This is in line with the position of prioritizing peace and security in the South China Sea region that has been taken so far. Because of the action of these Chinese ships are responded by the Americans, the potential for open conflict will be more likely to occur. It is time for parties or countries that campaign for peace and security in the South China Sea to take a bigger role, so that together they can make it happen. Let's begin today in history on March 26, 1971, when Bangladesh separates itself. In 1947, Pakistan separated itself from India. However, the discriminative policy by the central government in Islamabad against Bangla ethnicity, which was 98% of the population in East Pakistan, caused public dissatisfaction. Following great-scale political turmoil, East Pakistan separated itself from Pakistan and declared their independence on March 26, 1971, with the name Bangladesh. Let's move in on to March 26, 1979, when Egypt and Israel peace treaty was signed. On March 26, 1979, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin signed a peace treaty in Washington, D.C. after the Camp David Accords in 1978. This treaty brought controversy. Arabic countries, especially Palestine, condemned it and saw the treaty as an act of betrayal. However, President Anwar Sadat and Prime Minister Menachem Begin still receive a Nobel Peace Prize for the treaty. Anwar Sadat became unpopular in Arabic countries and in his own country. That continued until his assassination on October 6, 1981. Last on March 26, 1989, the first and last democratic election in Soviet Union occurred. On March 26, 1989, the Soviet Union held an election. It was the first time for the Soviet people to vote openly. Previously under the communist regime, elections were done by certain people only. Around 120 million Soviet people voted for the candidates aside from the incumbent from the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Some 1,500 positions were filled by new faces. After the election, the government was led by Mikhail Gorbachev, while Boris Yeltsin became the parliament leader. 2 years later, Gorbachev resigned, and the Soviet Union dissolved and changed its name into the Russian Federation. That was today in history. Aku dan kamu, kita semua pernah terjatuh. Jangan pernah kau ragu, dan ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah, dan ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah.
ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah. Dan ku tahu semua ini tak akan mudah. Jangan kamu terlalu lama berdiam diri. Kamu harus cepat ikut aku bernyanyi. You have to believe. Never let it miss, bring me the fist. Ha ha, no friends, I was just dissing ish. Make them see you an ordinary kiss. You are so special. You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vnews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian House of Representative Commission 6 and the government agreed the draft bill on Indonesian-European Free Trade Association Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement or IECEPA ratification. The draft will then be discussed in the House plenary session to be ratified. That was the result of the meeting between the House Commission 6 and the Trade Ministry in Jakarta on Monday. Representatives from 9 factions of the House gave full support and agreement for the signing of the IECEPA draft bill. Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi threw an official statement in Jakarta on Tuesday affirm that the government needs to take strategic policy to face global challenge and to boost economic recovery post-pandemic. One of the way is via the IECEPA. The European Free Trade Association EFTA member countries, namely Iceland, Norway, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein, are ideal partners for Indonesia. They are markets with high purchasing power and great foreign investment value, which are yet to be used optimally. EFTA countries can be a gateway for goods and service trade as well as investment in Europe. EFTA can also be a potential export destination with products that complement each other. Minister Muhammad Lutfi underlined one of the symbolic meanings from IECEPA, namely improving the image of Indonesian palm oil products globally. Muhammad Lutfi added, the ministry will ensure that the Indonesian Sustainable Palm Oil or ISPO standard can be accepted by Switzerland in the cooperation framework available in IECEPA. Besides that, there are some issues the government is paying attention to in the IECEPA implementation. They are mutual respect and common benefits principles, increasing the role of micro, small and medium businesses, market access for goods and service, investment, human resources capacity, and technology transfer. Indonesian government also needs to do monitoring and evaluation of IECEPA implementation.
Take it or leave it, leave it. 'Cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer. And you think that I need you. You can't keep me from falling. I'm too scared to admit it.
But I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Ooh. Just take it or leave it. Ooh. Take it or leave it. Ooh. Just take it or leave it. Ooh. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Never gonna be what you want.
Take it or leave it.
Ooh.
Just take it or leave it.
Ooh.
Take it or leave it.
Ooh.
Just take it or leave it.
Ooh.
Never gonna be what you want anymore. Dragging me down. Maybe it's not your intention, but where were you?
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz, and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If you travel to Makassar, South Sulawesi, just visit Kampung Berua. This village area was stipulated as National Geopark in 2017 with the beauty of Mount Karst that surrounds it. Kampung Berua is located in Ramang-Ramang Sub-Village, Slendrang Village, Bontoa Sub-District, Maros Regency, South Sulawesi. This tourism attraction can be reached for approximately 1.5 hours by motor vehicle from Makassar. When you arrive at Slendrang Port, you must get on a rental boat. It takes about 30 minutes by boat. You will cross the Putih River, which is quite wide and quiet, while looking at the natural scenery. When you get off the boat, you will be presented with a beautiful view. There is a high mountain, namely Kars, combined with green rice fields and the residents' tilled homestays. Kampung Berua is a village that has only 15 houses, in which all of them are still in one relative. Traveling to Kampung Berua, you can stroll around this village. You can see black karst rock standing strongly in the middle of the rice fields. There are only few houses around the rocks. You can also visit a lake, Telaga Bidadari, around Kampung Berua. The water in this lake is very clear and clean, so that the residents of Kampung Berua make it as a source of water to meet their daily water needs. There are also several caves in Kampung Berua, namely King Kong Cave and Berlian Cave. Each cave has its own uniqueness. To reach the cave, you have to travel down the rice fields and ponds owned by the local residents. In Kampung Berua, you can also visit Padang Amarung. To go to Padang Amarung, you will pass a simple wooden bridge and then climb several rocky steps to reach the top. In Padang Amarung, you can see the beautiful view of Kampung Berua from the top. Traveling to this tourism village, you don't need to worry because there are restaurants, toilets, prayer rooms, and homestays.
Tak berubah kini, punya cinta yang terindah.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
As a maritime country with a sea area of 3.25 million square kilometers, Indonesia has tremendous potentials, and one of them is in the form of offshore fish farming. To increase this potential, students of the Department of Marine Engineering, Faculty of Marine Technology, 10 November Institute of Technology, initiated a design of solar-powered automatic offshore tuna cultivation tool. One of the members, Dinda Febriani, says that Indonesia has great marine potential and needs to maximize. One of the great potential that need to be maximized is offshore tuna cultivation. Furthermore, she also states that currently offshore fish farming in Indonesia is still done manually. It takes about 15 to 20 people per day to take care of the fish farm. Of course, there are work risks faced, such as the high number of work accidents. Departing from these problems, the team chaired by Muhammad Akbar Hardian innovated to design an offshore fish farming tool called ASTOR, standing for Automatic Offshore Aquaculture with Solar Energy. This tool is designed to increase offshore tuna aquaculture production. ASTOR is designed to operate automatically, which is equipped with a monitoring system, feed feeding system, feed storage room, solar cell system, storage room, and security system using CCTV cameras. The entire system can work on electrical energy generated by solar cells. The system is fed twice a day. The feed system will receive commands from sensors in the monitor system to issue feed. The sensor on the monitor is divided into two parts, the underwater sensor and the underwater camera. Both sensors are attached to the wall of the pond cage. That was Miss Seleni.
Feel what I feel here inside. I fall in love for you. ini di dada. Haruskah ku katakan padanya ku jatuh cinta?
Are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Music Corner for today presents a regional song from North Sumatra entitled Tortor Han, sung by Mega Sihombing. Tortor is a Tapanuli dance art that moves the whole body with the strains of the gondang rhythm, with the center of movement on the hand and fingers, feet and soles of the feet, back and shoulders. Tortor has a meaning, namely as an encouragement for the soul, such as food for the soul and as an entertainer. Physically, the tortor is a dance, but the deeper meaning of the movements shows that the tortor is a communication medium where through the movement an interaction occurs between the dancers and surrounding the people. Tortor is created because of the ceremony of death, harvest, healing, and youth parties. Here is Mega Sihombing with a song entitled Tortor Han.
Kendaraan mandor tentang
Voice of Indonesia.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Tersenyumlah Indonesiaku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. bangsa, Indonesia ku. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita kan harumi Indonesia. Kan ku berikan semangat terbaikku, cintaku untukmu negeriku, masa depan yang indah bersamamu. Tersenyumlah Indonesia ku.
Indonesia.
Take it or leave it, leave it. 'Cause it's once in a lifetime. I'm so tired of frowning. You're no healer, and you think that I need you. Too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. I'm never gonna be what you want anymore. Take it or leave it. Ooh. Just take it or leave it. Ooh. Take it or leave it. Ooh. Just take it or leave it. Ooh. I'm too scared to admit it, but I'm so close to the limit. Never gonna be what you want anymore.
Never gonna be what you want.
Take it or leave it.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Just take it or leave it.
bukan lagi yang dulu, bukan yang engkau tahu. Kini beda dari waktu ke waktu. Ku bukan seperti dulu, dengan cinta yang baru, yang berbeda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, eh. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan, oh, masa laluku mendewasakanku, eh. Aku tak berubah, tak berubah, tak berubah. Kini punya cinta yang terindah. Beda dari waktu ke waktu. Memang ku punya salah, ku salah, yeah. Tapi kini ku ingin tunjukkan, masa laluku mendewasakanku, oh, oh. Aku tak berubah, tak berubah, tak berubah. Kini
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.